This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know, continues with a focus on the pandemic this week. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Brad. How are you today?
We are used to hearing public health warnings from Governor Tom Wolf, but on Wednesday, we received one that was unusually personal.
Brad, Governor Tom Wolf has a positive diagnosis for COVID-19. His test came back positive on Tuesday. The governor says that he has no symptoms. And when he appeared at a press conference yesterday, he looked good, he looked healthy, and he said he had more recently had a negative test.
And that comes as overall rates of infection, hospitalization, and even mortality continue to reach new heights. What's the latest statewide news?
Well, yesterday afternoon, the governor announced new mitigation rules, and those include a 3-week ban on indoor dining at bars and restaurants. Schools are required to suspend all in-person extracurricular activities, including sports. Entertainment venues are going to be required to close. That's movie theaters, museums, casinos. Gyms will have to close. And other businesses can stay open but have to operate at 50% capacity. Governor Wolf said this was to flatten what he described as a dire situation as cases continue to surge across the state.
We sort of looked at these numbers and sort of saw this coming, but it's something that everyone dreads in the state because of the impact on the economy.
That's right. And we're already hearing from local businesses, local restaurants, that over this busy holiday season, it's a devastating time for these new restrictions to be put in place.
Where are we now with schools?
Well, Brad, we know that Bethlehem Area School District and Northampton Area Schools, both districts are going remote starting on Monday, and that is through at least January 11th. And this is as cases continue to spike across the Lehigh Valley. In just the last 2 weeks, cases have increased 35%. There have been 7,000 new cases in the Lehigh Valley. And hospital beds appear to be running short. At last check, the state's website was showing just 7 ICU beds available across all of the Lehigh Valley.
The pandemic news is such an emotional roller coaster with the excitement over the vaccine on the one hand and the reality that we're just not through to the other side of this thing yet.
And officials are encouraging folks, just hold on. These restrictions are just going to need to be in place a little while longer until we can begin to roll out those vaccines. They're emphasizing the message that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And Brad, beyond COVID, there is other news happening here in Pennsylvania. What else do we need to know this week?
Well, of course, there is still yet another effort before the Supreme Court, spearheaded by the state of Texas, against states, including Pennsylvania, trying to overturn the election results. The Supreme Court has dealt with the previous case involving Pennsylvania very quickly, dismissing it. So we'll see what happens there.
Pennsylvania's Attorney General Josh Shapiro has called the latest lawsuit from Texas, quote, a seditious abuse of the judicial process.
Strong language.
And we know on Monday, the electors meet in Pennsylvania and across the country to cast their votes. Congress counts and certifies that on January 6th, and Joe Biden is set to be sworn in on January 20th.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. Stay with us not only for pandemics and politics, but for all the other news that affects the Lehigh Valley, and a special thanks to those listeners who have become members during this past week.